Now in its second year, the Chalk Flip Flop Day is an annual event that was celebrated on the 12th of February 2021. It is a day of fun and colour because although childhood cancer is in no way light-hearted, South Africans certainly are. And when it comes to our children, we need to rally behind them. Talking to us today about Flip Flop Day and International Childhood Cancer Day on Monday the 15th is Lynette Muthere. Lynette first joined the Chalk Childhood Cancer Foundation in 2012 as a fundraiser and events coordinator, after holding a position as an electoral project coordinator at the Independent Electoral Commission. She returned to Chalk in 2016 as the regional manager for the Western Cape and Namakwa region. She is passionate about the empowerment of women, children and youth. Welcome to the show, Lynette. How are you doing today?
Hi, Alex, and hello to the listeners. I'm doing very well today, and thank you for the opportunity.
Awesome. It's so great to have you on. Today, we're focusing on Childhood Cancer Day, and this is the first interview of the day. Can you please tell the listener what this day is all about?
Wow, we are very, very excited because the 12th of February, we commemorate International Childhood Cancer Day. And on this very important day, not only Chalk, but many other organizations working in the field of childhood cancer, we raise awareness about the incidence of childhood cancer, and we also try and rally more support for families whose kids are diagnosed with cancer.
And then behind the day is Chalk. So can you please tell us a bit more about Chalk and what you do?
Yes, Chalk is a national organization. We were started in 1979 by a group of parents whose children were all diagnosed with cancer and they had very little support. And over the years, we've expanded into a national organization. So some of the services that we render in six provinces around the country, and we operate very close to the academic hospitals. So just to give the listeners a breakdown of the services that we render, you know, when a child is diagnosed with cancer, it's critically important that the child be treated at a pediatric oncology ward, and these wards can only be found at our academic hospitals. So many parents whose kids might not have medical aid have to travel very long distances so that their kids can access treatment. For instance, if a family comes from Robertson, they need to travel to Tigerberg almost on a daily basis. So you can imagine the distance. So one of the main services we render is our accommodation services. We have 13 houses around the country where a parent with a child who's diagnosed with cancer can stay at the Chalk house free of charge at no cost for the full duration of the treatment. And in Cape Town, we have three of those houses that work very closely with Red Cross, and we receive many of their patients who come from very, very far. Other than the accommodation, we also have our own Chalk social workers. They are placed in the pediatric oncology wards, and they work very closely with the Department of Health social workers to do counseling, debriefing, preparing the families for treatment, you know, all the stress and the toll and the burden that's placed on many families. Then other than that, we do have a lot of practical support programs. These are things that assist many families that come from impoverished backgrounds or families who have to at times resign. Maybe at times one parent needs to resign to be with the mommy or to be with the sick child in the hospital for long periods of time. So we help with things like food hampers, food vouchers, and very importantly, I need to tell the listeners, a transport fund, because many parents who struggled financially just does not have the money to transport their children in for their treatments. And therefore, in South Africa, there's a big default percentage of children defaulting on treatment. So one of the things we help with nationwide at all of the academic hospitals is through a transport fund that enables the parent to bring their children in for treatment and travel back home again so that we can have a bigger success rate when it comes to survival rates.
It sounds like Chalk provides an incredible service from accommodation to transport, and it definitely needs support and funding. So yesterday was the Chalk Flip Flop Day. Can you please tell us a bit more about this?
Yes, yes. Chalk last year launched the National Flip Flop Day because we've always been commemorating International Childhood Cancer Day, but it was to bring a fun element and participative element to International Childhood Cancer Day. So So one of the things we had done is to launch National Flip-Flop Day. So we do this in partnership with two retailers. One is P&A and one is Tacky Town. And members of the public can buy a Flip-Flop Day sticker at any Chock office or at any P&A store or at any Tacky Town store around the country. And they can wear that Flip-Flop Day sticker along with their own flip-flops on International Childhood Cancer Day. You know, in South Africa, it's very hot in February. And us South Africans, we love our flip-flops. We absolutely love it. And it gives learners and companies the opportunity to allow their staff and their learners to wear it. And we call it, you know, have a heart and wear it on your soul. So that's the concept behind Flip-Flop Day.
Awesome. And what will happen with the proceeds generated from Flip-Flop Day?
The proceeds generated will go towards us sustaining our core programs, as mentioned earlier, our accommodation, our practical support, our transport fund. And these are all the core services that we've been continuing and providing to all the academic hospitals around the country. And that is the purpose of the proceeds, yes.
Now, if we talk a bit about cancer, because that's obviously why Chock exists, it's why we have Chock Flip Flop Day, and why you do all of this incredible work that you do. I heard that early detection is very important when it comes to cancer. So what are some of the early warning signs that we can look out for?
Yes, as I mentioned a bit earlier, I'm not sure if I mentioned it in this particular interview, but children in South Africa are not diagnosed quick enough. If I ask any member of the public on the street, you know, tell me what are the early warning signs for breast cancer in males and females, most people would be able to answer that question. But in kids, many members of the public do not know the early warning signs. So as Chock, one of the things we do in partnership with the South African Children's Cancer Study Group, we utilized the Siluan early warning signs. And the word Siluan is utilized in our signs, and every letter refers to a sign that parents need to look out for in children. If I may start with the letter S refers to seeking help early, that a parent knows their children. And if there's any new sign that has been there for a long period of time that presents itself, parents need to seek help early. Then the letter I refers to the eye, the eyeball. And if parents pick up the white spot in the eye, a sudden new squint, sudden blindness or new blindness, or a bulging eyeball, parents need to please seek medical attention, because that could be a sign of retinoblastoma, which is the cancer of the eye, or even a brain tumor that presents itself through the eye. The letter L refers to lump. We all know as males and females, we need to always assess our breasts for lumps. Whether it's hard or soft lumps, we need to be aware of that. And parents need to be on the lookout for hard lumps that are growing in the abdomen, pelvis, head and neck, lymphs, testes and glands. Very, very important that parents need to constantly observe that in their children's bodies. Then the letter U refers to unexplained. You know, us as mothers, we know when a child has a fever that normally it takes 2 days to 3 days for the fever to stop. But if a child has a prolonged fever over 2 weeks with a loss of weight, with pallor, with fatigue and easy bruising or bleeding, these signs are very important because it helps us to identify whether it can possibly be leukemia. And therefore, unexplained fever for a long period of time, parents need to be on the lookout. Then the letter A refers to aching. Aching means aching like headaches in the bones, the joints, the back, easy fractures, and headaches, constant headaches. Parents, children should not be complaining of constant headaches. And therefore, that is very important to check out. And the last letter in Siluan, the letter N, refers to neurological. So for instance, when a child has a change or there's deterioration in the child's walk, in the balance, in the child's ability to talk or the speech, there's a regression of the milestones. For instance, he was able to crawl yesterday and now today he can't crawl anymore or he loses his balance. And then a headache for more than a week with or without vomiting or an enlarged head. So those are possibly signs of brain tumors. And those are all the early warning signs. And it is available on our website and also on the website of the South African Children's Cancer Study Group. And I must say, Alex, we also have these leaflets in many different languages available at our offices. And we distribute it kindly and free of charge to schools and to women's organizations. And they can contact us to distribute it.
Well, Lynette, thank you so much for talking about that, discussing the different symptoms and what people can look out for, the early warning signs. It's so great to hear the incredible work that CHOC is doing in the community with all this awareness, accommodation, transportation. It's definitely needed. And thank you so much for being a part of that. And thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you so much, Alex. And thank you to your radio station for the opportunity. And thank you to the listeners. Keep well.